A nice bright comet comes by about once per decade on average, says Chris Anderson. He's the observatory coordinator at the College of Southern Idaho in Twin Falls. We're overdue because the last appearance of an easily visible comet around here was Hale-Bopp in 1997. Anderson says Comet Ison shows promise as it dives toward our sun.
Comet Ison is a first-time comet. It's never been in the inner solar system before, which means it has a fresh and ready reserve of material to be boiled off.
That gradual vaporizing of the comet is what makes it brighten and develop a nice tail. Anderson suggests slowly scanning with binoculars, or even the naked eye, around an hour or hour and a half before dawn. This week, Comet Ison will be near the star Spica at first, and then by Mercury and Saturn, low in the east-southeastern sky.
So the comet is going to be a morning object for quite a while now, and that's because it's moving towards the sun now, but it's going to swing very rapidly around the sun and kind of slingshot right back into the morning sky.
The comet disappears next week when it passes behind the sun. Astronomers are unsure, though, whether Comet Ison will survive the close encounter. The intense heat and gravitational pull of the sun could break up what is basically a giant, dirty flying snowball.
And so we're all kind of crossing our fingers that the comet survives the passage. But, you know, even if it doesn't, that might produce a spectacular show. It just won't last very long. You might get a really great-looking comet for about a day or so, and then it could just disappear as fragments and never be seen again.
If it does survive, Anderson says the comet might be hard to miss. Our December skies will be graced with a bright fuzzy object with a great streak of a tail sticking up from the horizon. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.